Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple. With a 95% approval rate for existing businesses and cash for any purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-1657. That's 1-800-452-1657. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million, with no collateral and no app or upfront fees. And your credit rating is not a factor. Plus, approvals in 12 hours and funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group today at 1-800-452-1657. This is by far the fastest and best loan available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-452-1657 now.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters? A huge sale on quality Bosch built-in appliances and dishwashers. For that creative touch in your kitchen, Bosch has side-swing convection wall ovens, induction cooktops that will heat quicker than gas, and steam ovens for healthy cooking. Finish that built-in kitchen with the quietest dishwasher in the industry. As always, at Appliance Discounters, you'll get these appliances at the lowest price, and for a limited time, receive 10% back with a purchase of 3 or more select Bosch appliances. Shop any of our 6 locations or online at TheApplianceDiscounters.com.
I would never bet my family's home, but I didn't realize not having flood insurance could be like gambling it away.
Not buying flood insurance is taking a chance with your home and belongings. Flooding can happen anywhere it rains and where you least expect it. You might think you were covered for flood damage, but traditional homeowners and renters insurance don't cover flooding.
I'm not going to take a chance with my home.
Visit knowyourzone.org to determine your risk.
This is a service of Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District. Know your zone.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Do you have a chronic cough? Trouble breathing? Are you over 40 years of age and a current or former smoker who smoked for many years? If so, please call to learn about participating in research studies at the Clinical Research Center for COPD. Qualified participants may receive study-related medical evaluations and rescue inhaler at no cost. Compensation for participation may be provided to those who qualify. To learn more, visit clinicalresearchcenter.com or call 314-514-8509.
With Pizza Hut's new $5 flavor menu, any two or more of your favorites are just $5 each. It's Pizza Hut's best deal. Only at Pizza Hut.
Penguin's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. And we think you'll get lots of
diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea. I don't want that happen.
Diarrhea. Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 19th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where I think you know I've been a patient for 43 years. 43 years ago, at the young age of 6, I'll never forget my first visit. Ballast Dental Care put me up on the little booster. No way.
What?
No, I was older than that. A little bit older than that. Not much older, but a little bit older than that. But I have been going there 43 years, and I'm going to make an attempt to get you to make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Listen carefully, because I think I'll be successful. Stay with us. But first and foremost, let's not forget the two men who actually make this show possible. Mike Breitenstein and Mike Dorsey. They're not with us in the studio, so let's introduce these two people. Eon the Peon runs the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, it would be a good idea to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house, ladies, with his trouser mouse. That's right, because the chicks dig a bass player, any musician in the band. They love it. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Listen, the happiest guy. He loves his job. Bernice is in heaven. Rad Boy, thank you, Rad Boy, for finally go. He finally went to Ballast Dental Care. He hasn't been in years to the dentist, and he finally went, and he said it took 2 hours to do a cleaning, and they explained to him because he took so long and waited so long, they removed. I'm not real familiar with weights, but I think 5 ounces is a lot when they weighed it of plaque, tartar, and what else?
Cheese.
And cheese that they scraped from his teeth and between
mouth,
his teeth and gums. That is a lot. 5 ounces. That's a lot of junk you're carrying around in there, Rad Boy. Wow. Thanks, Ballast Dental Care, for getting his mouth right. And would you please give it up for Bruce Lipperist and the
band in the land. Shake my hand. Just needed to finish the portrait. Thank you so much.
We are brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I don't remember much about the first visit. I do remember 43 years ago when I went, I was kind of surprised that it was in a little house on Ballast Road that had been area had been zoned commercial, so they took a house and they converted it. And I don't know why. I think I was just accustomed to dentist's office being in a dentist building or medical building. So I don't remember my reaction. I just remember that after my first visit, I thought to myself, wow, I have found my dentist for a long, long time. It turned out to be true. That long, long time is now 43 years. The original dentist I went to is still there, Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. And there's also Dr. Haynes, Dr. Olivier. And I don't care whose hands you are in, to steal a phrase from Allstate, you're in good hands at Ballast Dental Care. And what will happen is, of course, you'll be nervous, you'll be anxious, because you still have in your head horrible memories from another dental clinic. This is not that other dental clinic. So just snap out of it. Get that out of your head. And they'll help you do that. And the way they'll do it is by treating you the way they'll treat you. And I don't mean just treat you in the literal sense of getting in your mouth and treating the problem. I mean in the way they interact with you. And the way that you can tell, you can sense that they know what's going on in your head. And their aim is to clear it out of there so that the next time you visit, you'll actually look forward to it. And I know that sounds like a stretch, that anybody could look forward to a dental appointment, but Ballast Dental Care patients don't mind or dread or fear appointments at all. I feel sorry for the other dental clinics, because the minute I started this 15, 16 years ago, I know their reaction was, uh-oh, now his listeners are going to get all the dental business. Yes, that's right. That's right. Our listeners, AM and the PM people, go to Ballast Dental Care. And if you're listening and you haven't gone yet, get on it. Because this is not something I'm asking you to do that you'll be sorry you did. It's something you'll be glad you did. And you'll wonder why in the world you didn't do it before. So make that appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Everything you need to know. The address, which I can give you, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, phone number and all that is on their website, ballastdentalcare.com. From downtown. downtown St. Louis, where he's probably getting sick and tired of being shoved back into the playhouse. But hey, it's the highest rated time period of the day. That's why we like to deliberately spotlight him there, because we're so proud of his segment. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free, it's easy to download, and it works. And it's a great way to get the only cab you'll ever want to be seen in if you're AM the PM, and that is a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
I'm surprised you haven't hit the road already. What, have you been home now for 2 weeks or something?
Well, actually, it's funny you say that. I actually am on the road. I'm actually in a little town called Lebanon, Tennessee. Do you know where that is?
I absolutely do know where it is. Few people do, but I do, because I was born in Tennessee. I was born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. No way, that was Davy Crockett.
Somebody different. I really wasn't going to talk about this today, but since you mentioned it, I'll just briefly tell you. I just, and you're going to love this, Frank, I just wrapped up an interview. Cracker Barrel, you love Cracker Barrel.
Love it.
I love Cracker Barrel. When Cracker Barrel started, there were 10 founders, 10 people that invested $10,000.
Oh, my goodness.
I am actually sitting in the chair of one of the remaining four people that are alive still, that were one of the original investors in Cracker Barrel.
Has to be worth a fortune.
And I'm sitting very close, so I'm not going to say much, but I will just say that you would never guess that's what you're talking about. You would never in a million years guess what this guy's probably worth.
No, because he still looks like just a good old southern neighbor.
As nice as could be, but sharp as a whip. He's 85 years old, and he's telling me about this stuff. Cracker Barrel, I went back and I saw it was, I believe if you invested $1,000 in 1980, that'd be worth $1 million today. So you can do the math.
Yeah.
And but just a really neat, really interesting guy. And I'm going to put some pictures up online for folks who follow me on Facebook. At the facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. They took me to, I don't know if you know this, Frank, so all of the Cracker Barrel restaurants, all the decor, I mean, all the neat stuff they have up on the walls, mm-hmm. I always thought that those were replicas, things that have kind of been reproduced. They have a warehouse here in Lebanon.
Right.
This place is massive, and people go all over the country and collect real antiques. Mm-hmm. So in all of the 650 stores or whatever it is, all of those things that you see up on the walls, they're all real antiques that they have sold. So,
here's the deal. I think they're in every state except California. Am I right?
I think there are, I think I heard 48 states. So
okay, Hawaii or something, but I know
maybe
they're not.
So.
In the continental United States, they are everywhere but California.
I told them I love their pancakes. The guy told me they go through 100,000 bottles of syrup a day. Those little syrup bottles?
Yeah, I love those little syrup bottles.
Well, here's what made me sick. Yeah. 2 years ago, I read an article that said, and this was like 2014, that if in that previous year, let's say 13 to 14, if you had money and stock in Cracker Barrel, you would have made 400% on your money in just that year.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and I'm going to send you pictures of where I'm sitting. This guy's office. He owned a television repair shop for 47 years. I'm sitting in the original repair shop. You would never in a million years guess what this guy has done. It is incredible.
Like time travel. It's like time travel.
Yes. Yes, it's really wild. I don't want to eat up too much. One more thing I just want to say, and finally.
Okay. All right. Old man's waiting on you.
Guess where we're going to dinner?
I don't know, Cracker Barrel? Yeah, have some cornbread and honey butter, okay, for me.
Now, I wasn't able to get on yesterday, but I have to say congratulations to KTRS. I understand Friday was the 20th anniversary of the station, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I understand the station also set a world record on Friday. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
They set a world record. Apparently, during the celebration that they had to have the world's biggest cake to feed all 7,000 people that have had shows on the station. So it was a big deal on Friday.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people been through here.
Wanted to get that in there. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, the AM and the PM cab company in downtown Lebanon, Tennessee, home of Charlie Daniels, too. He lives here. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, good.
Now, see, that I would find interesting because I'm a big Cracker Barrel fan. And Cracker Barrel, if you want to see what the heartland of America has for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, go to Cracker Barrel. That's how most of this country eats. They don't eat French-cut green beans that aren't all really cooked and snap when you bite them. They don't eat Eggs Benedict, you know, and this fancy stuff. They eat cornbread and greens and pinto beans and navy beans and chicken fried steak and chicken and dumplings and kind of stuff.
The only thing that I've ever had besides breakfast is the meatloaf and the chicken and dumplings. That's it.
Man,
otherwise,
chicken and dumplings, unbelievable.
Otherwise, I get breakfast there.
I think that maybe my favorite meal in the world is chicken and dumplings when it's done right. And I know you're just putting a big pile of dough in your stomach. Ooh. I know that. I don't care.
I like the meatloaf.
I love meatloaf. I love meat. We used to have a friend. This old lady was Jewish. And, man, if you mentioned meatloaf to her, she started in on a sermon. Don't ever eat meatloaf in someone's home. She says, you know what meatloaf is? It's sweep up the kitchen. Sweep up the kitchen. It's the scraps. It's the garbage. They make the meatloaf out of garbage. You want meatloaf, you eat my meatloaf. So she made us some meatloaf, and it was good. And to me, don't put brown gravy on meatloaf. Put that tomato paste on it.
Oh, yes.
No brown gravy.
Exactly.
That's not meatloaf.
No, I'm with you on the tomato paste.
Get me started on Cracker Barrel. I love it. So we'll hear more, I'm sure, from Bill, and you can see more always on his website. I don't really know his site. I know BillOnTheRoad.com, but he's got some other thing.
Oh, he's on Facebook, too.
Yeah, you'll find it. You can find it. Let me read you a good email. This is not a sponsor email. This is just a listener. Well, it's self-explanatory. He says, Frank, I'd like to share a story with you. I've listened to the show for years. A while back, you told a story about a boy you met in a wheelchair and how you felt compelled to talk to him and his parents, and you encouraged listeners to do the same. I consider myself shy when it comes to meeting new people and engaging in conversation. Yesterday, I stopped at a gas station. I noticed a man, perhaps in his 30s, in a wheelchair, fueling his pickup truck. He was missing both legs below the knee and his left arm below the elbow. I was curious as to how he lost his limbs. He went in to pay while I was fueling my truck. I hurried to finish and I went in to pay. As I was returning to my truck, this man was using a hoist to load his wheelchair onto his truck. And I noticed a purple heart sticker at the back window of his truck. Now I was really curious. I was in a bit of a hurry, and I wanted to talk with him. I mustered up the courage to go over and talk to him. I told him I saw the sticker in the window and asked if he'd lost his limbs in the war, and he said he did. Now I'm feeling really humbled. I shared with him that I had served in the military for 26 years and had never given up what he had. I told him I'm truly honored for what he sacrificed for us. I was about in tears just being there with him. We take for granted what we see on television, but it really hits home when you see someone like him in person and let him tell his story. His attitude was so positive, and how he's learned to adapt to the challenges he now faces on a daily basis, it just makes me even more proud of him and others in his circumstances. He made my day. Thank you for encouraging us to engage in conversation with others. I don't know if he's AM and the PM, but could you say hello to Jess? Yeah, I just did. Jess, I hope you're AM and the PM. You sound like a guy who might be. You got all the right qualifications to be AM and the PM. So, Jess, thank you for your service. And, Jim, thank you for the email. And, again, I do encourage you, if you see someone in a wheelchair or someone with a child in a wheelchair, I'm not going to say that 100% of the time it's going to go well. But I think you'd be amazed to find that most of the time they appreciate it if you come up and show some interest and ask some questions, because the alternative is shunning them and ignoring them or looking at them like they've got some contagious disease. Go up and talk to them. Find out what the story is. I've done it many times and have never had a bad experience. I've never heard anybody say, none of your business, or I don't want to talk about it. Never. I checked with the accounting firm that does my taxes. Of course, with mine, it takes an entire firm. The wealth is so massive. And I remember yesterday I said, I've never understood how we have sort of been brainwashed to think if we don't get our taxes filed, by the 15th. Oh, midnight to 15th. Except in this week, it was yesterday at midnight. Now Dan tells me there's an exemption for St. Louis County. You get to May 15th. But the point is, whatever the date is, it's usually April 15th. Boom, midnight. People waiting in line. Oh, my goodness, it's almost midnight. I hope I get in time at the post office. So I called. My account was busy, but I talked to one of his associates today, and I said, look, what's the real deal on this deadline business for taxes? What happens to you if the deadline is April 15th at midnight and you file your taxes 2 weeks later? He said, nothing. He said, if you don't owe money, it doesn't make any difference. Now, if they owe you money, you're just going to delay your refund and you're not going to get any interest on it. But other than that, it's just not a big deal. So, but isn't it interesting? Don't you think most people think by golly, you better get...
Watching the news.
Oh, no, it's 1 a.m. on the 16th of April. I'm going to prison.
News is always sitting at a post office watching...
If you don't owe money, it's just not that big a deal. Take a breath and do it the next day. So then that makes
sense. Even if you do, it's not going to be...
The penalties and interest would be so tiny for a day or two or a week. Doris Roberts has passed away. I know she was Ray Romano's mother. Is that right? I didn't watch much of Everybody Loves Raymond, but I watched it for Ray's wife.
Yeah.
I thought there was something really hot about her.
But she was also in some other things, too. I thought she was pretty funny.
I saw enough of her that, I thought she was terrific. So Doris Roberts, dead at the age of 90. Now, I don't have time. Shoot. I need to hit you folks up for some money. We have $1,750. I'll save this for tomorrow. But I want to share with you some facts about St. Jude Children's Hospital. And for people who go, well, what about locally? What about Children's Hospital? No, when the world chose St. Jude, and I know why, this is the number one cancer research, pediatric cancer research center in the world. They do more cancer research for childhood cancers than anyone in the world. This is the most impressive hospital, and nobody gets a bill. Once you're qualified to get in there with your child, and I don't know what those qualifications are. I think if you're a multi-gazillionaire, certainly you can't bring your kid in there and get away with it. But for all of the people who otherwise would never be able to get the best of the best treatment, there's not a bill. Not a dollar. And it's now at $2.2 million a day to run that place. And I'm just telling you, I'm going to share some facts with you tomorrow. But I encourage you, be thinking about this between now and tomorrow. You can email me at frankopinion@yahoo.com. We have $1,750. Three things you can do. Well, two. You can bid, and the top two bidders will get the two couples' places at the trivia table with Dan and Peon and their chicks. Saturday, May 21st. The other is dinner with me and my wife at Annie Guns. We do this every year. I'll take a bid on that. So those will be the three winners. We need some money. We need about $5,000. We're at $1,750. So thank you to Paul and thank you to Jeff. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
This is one of the stupidest jokes ever told, but it's so stupid that to me, it's hilarious. It's so dumb. A string goes into a bar. Now, right there, just when you say a string goes into a bar, it's already stupid. He walks in and kind of slithers up like a snake to the bar stool and says, I'll have a beer. And the bartender says, I don't think so. String says, why not? He says, because we don't serve strings. Look at the sign. You couldn't have missed it. See what it says? No service to strings. How about that sign over there? No strings allowed. How about that sign? Strings stay out. Get out. And the string slithers down and out the door. So the string is outside, and he manages to, out of a couple of little pieces of broken glass, somehow make himself a little tiny pair of string sunglasses. Puts them on and goes back in. Climbs up on the bar and says, tries to change his voice a little. I'll have a beer. The bartender says, what, do you think I'm stupid? String says, what do you mean? He says, you're a string. You're the same string, I believe, who was in here a while ago. I'm going to tell you this again. We don't serve strings. We don't serve strings beer. We don't serve strings food. We don't let strings stay in here longer than about how long you've been in here now before we beat the hell out of them. Get out of my place. No strings allowed. And the string leaves. So the string starts thinking, what can I do? So the string just starts messing himself all up. He wriggles around and he starts fraying his own fibers and pretzeling himself up and twisting himself up. He's a mess. He goes back in and climbs up on the bar stool, all disheveled and twisted. I'll have a beer. Bartender says, coming right up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you a string? He goes, no, I'm afraid not.
All right, let's check traffic now. We've got a few problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
We do. We're circling over an accident now. It is on northbound 55, just south of Festus. They had the highway shut down as they airlifted a patient out of here, and they just opened up the left lane. And it looks like we've got maybe a three-mile jam up. Folks coming up northbound on 55 before Festus. Now, we also have an accident on southbound 270 between 70 and Dorset Road. The two right lanes were blocked. You're jammed up near St. Charles Rock Road. You had two accidents on northbound 270. The first one was at Ladue, and then the second one was back at Manchester, and that's where you're slow from, Manchester, all the way up to Ladue. Then we have an accident, Lindbergh, south of Big Bend. Looks like southbound 270 is jammed up again from about Highway 40 on the way down through Doherty Ferry, and westbound 70. It's a solid jam because of an earlier accident near the Rock Road from the airport all the way out through Highway 94. This traffic report brought to you by BMW USA Service. BMW Service Centers, competitive prices for genuine parts and service. Visit BMWUSAService.com today for details. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTR.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. This is the Big 550,
yeah, baby.
KTRS, where St. Louis comes to talk.
It starts with a love song. Take me out, she says. To the ball game, he asks. It's time to check the schedule and make a date. For baseball, Cardinals baseball. Why stay home when you can chill in front of St. Louis's newest big screen and watch an award-winning drama with your partner by your side? So don't be shy. Give your loved one the world's biggest diamond. Or share a kiss with 40,000 fans and get ready for some fireworks. A date like this will always be a winner, because the best catch of the summer will be sitting right next to you, ready for baseball. Cardinals baseball. Don't miss the Cards and Nationals at Busch Stadium the weekend of April 29th through May 1st. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't pay, don't
don't Rhino go Rhino, Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield.
Hi, this is John J. Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national change. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discount supply.
If time has not been very kind to your teeth, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile. With cleanings, Invisalign, or dental implants, whatever you need, it's all under one roof. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples, as well as reclaim your smile. If you want an honest opinion about your dental needs, go see Bowen Dental Care. They specialize in customer service and will take care of you from start to finish. Get the treatment you and your family deserve with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500 and get your smile back. Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring. The time is here to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
With over 60 years of service and three generations of serving the St. Louis area, Compton Roofing is ready to help you with a roof replacement or repair. And in St. Louis, you never know what Mother Nature has in store for us. The professionals at Compton Roofing understand roof replacement and insurance claims, so allow them to help. Compton Roofing is locally owned and family operated. Call Compton Roofing at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Dr. Dan Gagliotti. I host the Superior Healthcare Show every Saturday at 3 o'clock. But you can also call me right now. Are you or your family suffering with chronic pain, joint pain, or migraines? Did you know that all of these can be traced back to your nerve system? Stop putting Band-Aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptom. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at Superior Healthcare, 314-394-1923. Listen to Superior Healthcare every Saturday and call us now at 314-394-1923.
It's wine drinking time in Southern California. And participating in that hour of relaxation or two is Mike Evans. He'll join us in a couple of moments after we tell you he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, the place that some high bidder will be joining me and my wife for dinner sometime this spring or summer as part of the Window World Trivia Night. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are located right next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. A terrific restaurant, a terrific market. And gift cards are always a good idea. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Come on, yourself.
Talking to you.
You there?
I'm here.
Oh.
There's a lag sometimes when you've had a certain amount of wine creates. It's called wine lag. It's like jet lag. It's wine lag.
No, homie. No.
No.
I don't talk about it.
Okay.
Gotta tell you something, honey.
Okay.
Drunk.
Well, well,
full ass blown drunk.
He's up front.
Full ass.
He's up front about it.
Yeah, I mean, I got some really good wine, and I've been sitting here drinking it, and it's like.
And let's be
clear.
I gotta
be very careful because I just want to start. I just want to start blurting out expletives.
No.
Well, and let's be clear. He is not behind the wheel of a vehicle.
That's true. I'm on radio. You can be drunk and do radio. It's not recommended, but you can be drunk and do laundry. But don't be drunk and be driving on the driving the vehicle.
No.
I guess. All awkward right. Question. Here we go. Name the name of the best female celebrity surfer. Selena Gomez.
Like to see that.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I'm with you. Question.
Mini driver.
No. It looks like she needs a shower.
Oh man, I jump all over that.
No, you're drunk.
Hold on a second. I'd be on that, man.
like white on rice.
That, like ugly on a freaking ape. You kidding me?
Oh my goodness.
Ugly on what?
On an ape.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's a new one.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I watch her surf.
Ladies from Coachella, Leonardo DiCaprio was there with his posse and also canoodling with Rihanna, who joined Leonardo and about 20 of his friends for a party at his $1.7 million estate in Rancho Mirage, not far from a very good friend of mine. Paris Hilton also threw a huge party at her Morningside estate home. Emma Roberts, singer Weekend, supermodel Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
We're all guests. A lot of younger celebrities hanging out together without their parents, but they're 18. They don't need them. Kylie and Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Jaden Smith, Haley Baldwin, and Frances Bean Cobain. No sign of Courtney Love, although I know she was there this weekend. I saw her.
I saw a picture.
TV News, get ready for a new show. Off the Record.
David?
Hoff, as in David Hasselhoff reality show.
Yeah.
Question. Who the hell needs that?
That's exactly what I thought the question would be.
What the heck? Game of Thrones fans. You Game of Thrones fan?
No.
Good news. Bad news. Good news. Two more seasons. Bad news. Fewer episodes per season. Do you want to own a piece of TV or movie history? CSI is auctioning off all their props, over 250 props from the show. You go to www.auction.screenbid.com/CSI. And if you liked Hunger Games, go to www.thehungergamesauction.com. Over 500 items from wigs to costumes to bow and arrows for sale. I bet they have stuff that... oh, man, I'm drunk. So it's kind of crazy.
You know what? I tell you, if you're that drunk, just go ahead and get to it finally.
No, I'm not that drunk.
We're running late anyway.
No. It's important.
No, man.
The guy that died,
Oh, the guy that died. Yeah, that guy.
Hoffman.
Hoffman?
Oh, Philip Seymour?
Seymour Hoffman.
Seymour Hoffman.
Some of the clothes he wore, I'm sure, will go for a lot of money.
Oh, I love
New York Post headline above a former Major League Baseball player, Landro Camero, returning from the Dominican Republic and acting kind of squirrely around customs. Officials were worried, wondered what he was up to, took x-rays of him, discovered that he had swallowed a dozen heroin balloons.
Well, who hasn't done that?
That he later passed while in custody.
Oops.
Post headline screams slugger to smuggler at JFK bus. Date in history, April 19th, 1995. You knew where you were. The Oklahoma City bombing took place. I was in Oklahoma City the next day. I covered that story from the Timothy McVeigh arrest to his trial in Denver to his execution in Cherry Hut, Indiana.
Now, I really need to request we get to him finally because I have a very special sponsor. I need to give extra time.
And finally.
Now, see, even intoxicated, he can follow the rules.
Name the name of the best female celebrity surfer, Selena Gomez, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Minnie Driver, or Cameron Diaz.
Diaz.
I don't want to make it unanimous, so I will say Gyllenhaal.
Go to my website, evansradio.com, and see a picture of Bogey wearing a tuxedo. The answer is she's been surfing since she was 6 years old. By far, the best surfer, Cameron Diaz.
Should have made it unanimous.
Mike Evans, back.
I blew that one. It was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. We welcomed a sponsor a couple of months ago, Calmer Memorial Services. That's with a K, K-A-L-M-A-R, in Illinois, an American cremation in St. Louis. And the reason for the different names, I think the Joe and Cheryl Calmer bought out an existing business, American Cremation, and, you know, didn't want to change the name because, you know, it had worked well for a while, so they kept it. Now, let me try to explain something to you. I could never expect you to, in any way, expedite somebody's leaving the earth. That's ridiculous. So you're listening, and right now, you have no use for this information, but you do, most of you. Because a lot of you are boomers and your parents are older. And whether it's this week or next month or next year, when the time comes that person passes away, you're going to have to make a phone call. You're going to have to make a phone call to whoever it is that's going to come and pick that body up. A lot of people don't like to talk about this, but this is going to happen to every single living human being. They're going to pass away. Now, my dad's 90. It's going to happen any day. I know that, but he's in San Diego, and I'm not, so my brother will deal with that. But he's finally decided, and it stunned us, just a couple of months ago, he said he wants to be cremated. That's the way of the world, the country. That's how they're going. And I hear the other funeral home commercials, and here's what's going to happen. You're going to start to hear these other funeral places start to sound like they're less expensive because they're going to hear what Calmer's doing, and they're going, oh, my goodness, we need to sound like we've cut our prices. But they can't. Their overhead is too great. They have chandeliers that need to be cleaned and great big visitation rooms that need to be maintained and fleets of limos and hearses and all that. And the Calmers don't have that. They own their own crematory. They own their own facility, but they specialize. And 90% of their business is in inexpensive, affordable, yet very dignified cremation. And you can have an $80 urn or a $500 urn. If that's what you want to spend the money on, that's fine. And their prices are far below even the national average for cremation. And that in itself is far lower than the price of the typical, elaborate, ridiculous, unnecessary funeral. Remember these names and be prepared to make that call when the time comes. If I were you, I'd go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and click on, it tells you where to click in Illinois, where to click if you're in Missouri. Have that number handy, and when that time comes, and it will, you'll know exactly who to call, and you will be in very professional hands, and you will deal directly with the people who own and run and operate the business from the beginning to end. Calmer Memorial in Illinois, American Cremation in St. Louis. These other places cannot touch them for price or dignity. They can't. They're too big, and they've already established way too much overhead. FrankOpinion.com, sponsors. You know what to do from there. Calmer, American Cremation.
Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
You still have that left lane open and the right lane blocked on northbound 55. That backup is about 3 miles now. That's south of Highway 61, the Festus area. If you're traveling on westbound 44, we're still stacked up as you approach Grand out through Hampton. Baseball traffic coming in on eastbound 40. It's pretty slow from Timberlake Manor through Mason, from looks like around Ballas all the way in through Big Bend. Coming in from Illinois, 5570 is slow from 203 up through Tudor. You have westbound 70 drivers that slow down as you approach Jennings Station Road. Then you're heavy again from past the airport. That goes all the way out through 94 and eastbound 270, McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Burger King. Get more for four with the five for $4 meal deal from Burger King. You got a bacon cheeseburger, four-piece nuggets, small fries, drink, and a cookie for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, banning the bans are pit bull ordinances across the state of Missouri about to become against the law.
Two St. Louis hospitals are expanding their services. How the new facilities will affect neighborhoods within the region.
A St. Louis police officer shoots and kills a man in North St. Louis. Why police were after the man in the first place.
First on Fox, a police pursuit ends with a St. Louis police officer shooting and killing a suspect after that suspect allegedly pointed a gun at the officer.
Fox News' Paul Shankman is live in downtown St. Louis, where Police Chief Sam Dotson says all this began with a carjacking last night, Paul.
Yeah, the fatal shooting happened at about 11:30 this morning in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood of North St. Louis. That's the same part of town.